We are learning Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting from the new Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Harei Alai Oilo. Someone says, I want to bring an Oilo, and he doesn't specify what type of Oilo. Now, the halach is that an Oilo is from a Zachar. It has to be a Zachar, but it could be either from Tzoyin or Bakar. Bakar is like a Shar, and Tzoyin is like a keves or a sa'ir. That's considered in the tzoyin family. In the baka family is like a shara and an eagle. That's in the baka family. Harei alai oilo yavi keves. You bring the lowest amount, which is a keves, the cheapest one. You said harei alai oilo. You bring the cheapest thing, which is a keves. He holds that tarba yaina is cheaper. So you bring the cheapest thing, which is tarba yaina. Tanakam holds the keves is cheaper. And we'll see. The Gemara says, Marki Asrei and Marki Asrei. Each one's like their own city where some things are more available than others. And Tais even asks that even though you buy everything in Shalayim, so how can everyone say it goes like their city? So Teretz says, because the Neder goes where you were standing where you made the Neder. When you made the Neder in your city, you go what you see, you make a Neder, kafi what you saw in your city. In your city, this is cheaper, so then you mean the cheapest one. So it's mechalikas if it's keves or tarab or banyayna. Now Pirashti min habakar v'hedem haprashti. He says, you know what? I was a farish what type of oilo. I know it was from the bakar type of animal, which is the bakar are the gases. I'm not sure the English word for it, but the bigger animals. So how it's called?
Bull.
The bakar means a bull? No, shar is a bull. What's bakar?
Well, bakar is cattle.
Cattle, right. So cattle is not, sheep is not including the cattle. Cattle means the big one. So he says, Parashti min habakar v'hedem haprashti. He says, I was mefarish from cattle, but I'm not sure what. You can tell me what sign is soon, okay? Yavi parva egel. You bring parva egel. I'm not going to have it in the midst of the word sign, so we're not going to know, but yavi parva egel, huh?
No,
you don't know what you're bringing. Parashti, you're not sure what you said. You said, I'm going to bring from the cattle. Now, included in cattle is not sheep, not goats. Those are not cattle. Those are, I'm not sure what in English, but those are dakas. It's called in Lashon and Gemara. There's gases and dakas. The bakar is the gases. So he says mina bakar from the cattle. Mina dema parashti yavi parav egel. Mina behema. He says from stam behemos means we're excluding oifos, but it has to include all behemos. And now we don't know what he said. So mina dema parashti yavi par or a egel or a ayel or a sayer or a gadi or a tle. So par and eagle are in the baka family, then the rest are all the tzoyin. And ayel is a big tle, so and seer and gedi, sa'ir is a big d. So it's ayel, sa'ir, gedi, and tle. One's 1 year old, 1 2 year old. Now, all these six are all zcharim. That's why it's only a choice of six. If you had a child in the kavis, it would become 12. So here, you have to bring six different animals for a car because you're not sure what you said. Parashti, v'ani dema parashti, let's say you said, I was mafarish, but I forgot if I didn't remember if I said behema or not. Oh, if it's a oif. You have to add all moisif on top of my base. Now, oleim tara benyayna. You have to bring a turtle dove or benyayna. You have to bring one of these two. You have to bring one of these two type of oifis. You have to bring one of these two type of oifis because maybe you meant oifis. So it's another two different kabanas. You're bringing now eight different kabanas. Someone says, I want to bring a toida or shlomim, which could be being brought either from a zacha or a keva. So you have a keves, you bring the smallest amount, which is a keves. There's no such thing as a toida or shlomim from a tarab yain, from a bird. So you bring a keves. There's a kuliyam, you bring a keves, which is the cheapest one. Pirashti, if he said I was in farish from certain cattle, but I don't remember what, yavi par upara, egel vegla. Here you have his caves also. Four different choices, even when you say bakar. Either par and para, egel and egla. If you said I'm bringing from behema, I don't know what I said, you have to bring 12 different animals. Yavi par upara, egel vegla, ayel rachela. And the ayel and rachel are 2 year olds. Sa'ir v'si'ira. It's also a 2 year old, and Gediyah, which is the 1 year old, and Tlaya is a sheep that's 1 year old. So there's 12 different animals you have to bring. It's all the Zachar and the Nekeva. Zokta Mishtavaita. Hare Alai Shar. If someone says, Hare Alai Shar, so Alach is, it's Alach HaMoshe Mesinai, that it has to be, cost a mana which is 25 slotim. So it has to cost the shar and the nesachim altogether have to cost a mana. Harei alei shar yavi hu nesach v'nesachav b'mana. If you say Egel, a regular Egel, yet Malach Moshina says, Yavi hu unesach v'chamish. You have to bring five shlam, which is 25 dinner. Mana is 100 dinner. This is 25 dinner, which just means a quarter of what the shar cost. Ayel, if he says Ayel, Yavi hu unesach v'shtayim, he has to bring of two sela, which is 10 dinner. Heves, you have a human sacha of besela. You have to, it's cost it, and it's a sacha as a cost of sela. But if you speak out clearly, I want to bring a shar b'mana, so then you have a b'mana chutz min a sacha. You have to bring a shar that's worth 100 dinner besides min a sacha. If you say ego b'chamish, you have a b'chamish chutz min a sacha. If you say ayl b'shtayim, you have to bring yavi b'shtayim. If you bring an ayl worth two, chutz min a sacha. Keves besela, you have a besela chutz min a sacha. You have to bring besides min a sacha. Now, that's another halacha. Now, new halacha and the Mishnah. And this halacha is talking about that when I say something, I have to do what I say. Shar b'mana. If he says, I'm going to bring a shar worth a mana. V'hevi shnayim b'mana. He brought two. The same amount of money, but he brought two shvarim instead of one. Lo yotze, not yotze. Because you say you're bringing one fat animal of the mana. V'afilu, zeb mana chasdin, zeb mana chasdin. You end up bringing 1.9, you know, almost two mana completely. But each shah is less than a mana, you're not yaitza. Fill seven mana chasa dinner, seven mana chasa dinner, which means you bought 99 dinrim, 99 dinrim, which is 198 dinrim, which is much, much more than you said you're going to bring. Imam is break the guy generous, but you didn't bring one shah worth of mana, you're not yaitza. Shachar vevi lava, and you said I'm going to bring a black one and I brought a white one. And the chaluk, the Tosfos speaks out that they're different. Lamaisa, they're different. The color makes a difference. Lava vehevi shachar, or gadol vehevi katan, lo yatsa. He said, I'm bringing a big one, what's wrong? All these kids are not yatsa. But if he said, I'm bringing a katan vehevi gadol, the Tanakhama says yatsa. Because it's b'chlal masayimana. I said, I'm bringing a small one, and I bring a fat one, so I'm sure it's yatsa my neder. Because I'm even doing more. Revi yem lo yatsa, you're not yatsa. Because it's not the same thing. And we mentioned this machlokes earlier on. On yesterday's daf, the Kalina Machlekes, Rebbe Rabbanan, the guy with the big mincha, we brought down this Machlekes. Akaponim, that is our Mishnah. So our Mishnah has three different parts to it. The first part is when you say Stam, Harei Alai, Oilo, or you say Harei Alai, Mene Behemo, Mene Bakar, what do you bring? It's all Shah, what you bring. Then we have another part of the Mishnah that we say Harei Alai, Shah, specifically, how much the Lach Moshe says you have to bring a Bemana, and then we went into that a little bit. And then the last halach was, if you bring the wrong thing, then it's the wrong thing. So first line, the Gemara handles the first machlekes. V'loy pligi, the machlekes keves, or if you bring a minimum of a keves, or a tarba yayna, it's not a machlekes. Marki asrei, umarki asrei. Each one does like their city. How much, what's the least amount, what is the cheapest carbon in their city? According to Tanakama, the keves is the cheapest. It's less than an oif. Oif is more expensive. And asrei over the ezer, the oif is more, it's cheaper. And like we spoke out from Taisvis, it goes where you make the neder. Tana Rabbanon, or which city you're from, that the one who makes the neder. Tana Rabbanon. Harei alai oila besela lemizbeach. He says, I want to bring an oila worth a sela for the mizbeach. You have a keves? She'en lecha dov v'shekar v'sela gam mizbeach ala keves. There's no such thing that could be worth a sela besides for a keves. So that's what you do. Shekar v'sela is extra words. Shekar v'sela. Parashti, v'eni day my parashti. If he says I was mafarish, v'eni day my parashti, he said I spoke out of carbon that I bring for sela. So now it's a little problematic. Until now I was saying the stomach is the only thing that costs the sela, like usually is a keves. But if you say I specify which carbon, which type of behema, so you can't say, oh, it's automatic keves. So what to specify it for? Must be, there's a few choices here. So then the lacha is different. Let's see inside. You can bring, since you mefarish it, you can misapik, maybe mean something else. So therefore, you have to bring, Yavi is a Rashi, says, Yavi mekol dov karozbeach shavasela mekol echad. He says, anything I can buy for a sella, I got to bring. So I guess it could be a tar, a yoyna, it could be a keves, if you find a good deal on the aisle, you have to bring it as well. Anything that you could find, a davar shalim, Rashi says, besela, I have to bring that, because I was parashti. I don't know what it's parashti. And don't tell me it's a keves, because you were parashti. So therefore, it's a suffix now. And since it's a suffix, you have to bring anything that you could find for a sela that's mizbeach worthy, you have to bring for the mizbeach. Then the Mishnah, parashti v'nabok, v'nidei ma parashti, yovi par ve'egel. Right, the Gemara, my, that's it, right? The beer par eagle. Ask more a pashta kasha. We're not sure what you mafarish, either par or eagle. So bring both. Why do you bring both? Just bring a par and an eagle. And there's bechalav zayimana. If you meant eagle, I brought a par. What's wrong? It's better. Right, the Gemara, my, v'leisi par amalav shach. And the Gemara pashta, it's Hamani Rebbe. And Rebbe holds that katam vevi gadol dama katam vevi gadol liyotza. Freit the Gemara, it doesn't sound like the ratio is Rebbe because he Rebbe even say for shar b'mana brings the whole end of the Mishnah. Shar b'mana vevi shnayim b'mana lo yotza not yotza. But fill is zev b'mana chas dinner, mizev b'mana chas dinner. It's also not yotza even though you brought 99 for each. Shachar vevi lavan lav vevi shachar gadol vevi katan lo yotza katan vevi gadol yotza. Tanakama says and Rebbe Eimer lo yotza. So we put this whole kasha just to show Rebbe's the end of the Mishnah, not now. So Reisha v'Seifa Rebbe Mitziyasa Rabbanon. You know our answer? Yeah. Reisha v'Seifa Rebbe Mitziyasa Rabbanon. Where's the end? Yeah. Reisha v'Seifa Rebbe Mitziyasa Rabbanon. Yeah. Taka, that's how it is. The Reisha is Taka the Rebbe. It has to be because it starts off saying that you have to bring a par v'egel. V'hachikam. And this is the Mishnah means to say that we started off saying that you have to bring a par v'egel. Why don't you just bring a par? Why don't you just bring a par and everything's good? You know why? Because Dava Zeh Mechlekes Rebbe Rabbanon. Because this is the Mechlekes Rebbe and the Rabbanon. That's the Mishnah means to say at the end. This is Mechlekes Rebbe and Rabbanon. That's why everything fits in. Something more of it. Tanan also. We bring in now Zaitik because when it come to our sugya a little bit, but not much. But it comes in a Mishnah in which you mentioned actually before a little bit. The Mishnah of Masechta Shkalim where it says Shisha L'Nadava. So Tanan also. Shisha l'nadava kenegan mi. It says that in the Beis HaMikdash there are 13 shofars. 7 the Mishnah specifies what it was for. The other 6 is just stam. Shisha l'nadava. Now what in the world does shisha l'nadava mean? It's very important. We learn Mishnah Yishkal and we have to know what it means. So the Gemara doesn't have here, again, I didn't count them again, but 4 or 5 different Mandi Yomrim. First Gemara starts with 4, and then there's another Mandi Yomrim afterwards. So I think it's 5 altogether, maybe 6. I think 6. 6 different Shatim in Shisha L'Nadav. What exactly is L'Nadav is? Kenegami, why do you have 6 Shofars L'Nadav? L'Nadav means that you use it for Ketz HaMizbeach. You have here these Shofars that are using for the Nidvas Tzibur, that the Tzibur brings when there's nothing going on. So Amar Chizkia, there might be a different pshat in that. We'll see. Let's see this. Can I get me Amar Chizkia? Can I get Shisha Bati Avis Hakahanim Shetiknu Lachachamim Shishalim Zem Zeh? Chizkia's pshat like this: that there was an every mishmar. We know it was 24 mishmaris, 24 families of kahanim. I call it families, but mishmaris means a whole group of kahanim. That each one took care to make a different week. And those mishmaros were split up into 6, according to Rashi over here at least, 6 bati avos. Every day of the week, a different base av worked, and on Shabbos, kulam shavim. That's Rashi's over here. Other places Rashi says it was 7 bati avos. We're not getting into that right now. But it was 6 bati avos every day of the week. So the problem is like this, that some days, there's a lot of kabbanis, you don't need the ketz mizbeach. And some days, you have, it's just quieter days, so you use ketz mizbeach. Now, the loch is, by the kabbonis that I ketz mizbeach, the kahanim get the iris, get the skin, so it's worth it for them. It's a bunch of oilers. Now, we're worried that on Sunday and Monday was very busy days, and they didn't have time to bring ketz mizbeach. All of a sudden on Tuesday, they bring ketz mizbeach kabbonis. And the kahanim of that day, that family, will get iris. And the first day, they said, wait, we didn't get a chance to do ketz mizbeach. Ah, you can tell me, what do you mean? But you had your own kabbonis that day. You were very busy. And I'm sure a lot of them were oilers. So they say, no, but that was Mazla Garab. That was our Mazla. We got special kabbonis. But this is like the kabbonis that are the communal ones. Why would it lose out? Well, that's the Taina. And the Bene Gershav has another Knech that there's Shlomim's also a lot. Shlomim's, maybe they were, by Shlomim they don't get the skin. So they're saying, what are we were so busy with the thing, we didn't get skins. So what they did was, according to Rashi, Rashi explains that they made 6 shofars, each one a different Beis Av's name on it. Beis Av of Sunday, Beis Av of Monday, and every time they got a nedava of Ketz HaMizbeach, which comes from, you know, let's say a Chat HaSibur Shemeso or a Osham that was Disgloria, a regular Osham, they took their money, split up the 6 shofars. And each Beis Av had their own shofar, and this way there won't be a problem of fighting.
Part of the 7 or part of the 6?
No, 6. The 6th Lenadava. 7 is something else. Chat and Taklantik is something else. No, that's not. Right. The 6th Lenadava. The six bati oven. Six bati oven. Each one is the mezav.
Pesav.
No, they're not called. It's not called. It's the, you remember different man diyama. That's not what it's called. That's different man diyama. You're right. It's been one of six pshatim here. What? Oh, chatas, asham. Yeah, those are examples of the davas. But here they didn't have a special one shayfa for each one. Even though it was a gemara like that before, but we'll see with Marleon. But not the davas all one. The davas all one thing, one point. Why you have six? Each base have a different one. So each base have their own thing, and therefore they don't fight because each base have has their own shayfa. That's a Rashi says.
They only took their own.
Huh?
They only took their own on that day. Then why would they think from other males to
the so what are you, you have a kasha? What's the kasha? Yeah, what's the guy?
The Tuesday guy had a busy day.
So right.
So they took out.
So the Tuesday guy had a busy day. Yeah. Okay.
They got all the errors from Tuesday.
What?
They got all the errors.
They own. That was not from the shayfa, right?
No, it's not from the shayfa. There was a quiet day.
So oh, so you got all the shayfa, right? From this Tuesday, yeah. So
the Sunday, Monday guy actually said they're tiny. That we didn't.
Right, and get right.
So how did they gain? They've been doing.
Had they gained? The shayfa is full of stuff with nothing in it. Right. Oh, bumper kasha. This is a bumper kasha. You learn Rashi, you can understand this. So the Sfas Emes says like this. I even wrote down the lashon of Sfas Emes to answer this kasha. The Sfas Emes says like this. The Lefiza. When it was empty and you empty out the shofar, what was in there. So in it was written on shofar, Yom Aleph, Yom Beis. Mashahoyim shofar Yom Beis, Nitnul Beis Af Yom Beis, Afapisha Hekrivim Yom Aleph. He says like this: the quiet day, let's say, was Sunday. This is the case. On Sunday, they empty out all the shayfers and they brought Ketz Mizbeach. You know who gets the iris? Everyone whose shayfer came out of. Even if they didn't reach the day yet. That's what he did. That's what Sfas Emes says, Pshat. I think he's not sure Rashi's mashma like that, but that's what he says, Pshat. May the other Mefarshim say a Pshat, Ayin Sham. But the local Sfarim there that the Ayin uses doesn't really say the Pshat. They say Ayin Sfas Emes, but this is Sfas Emes' Pshat. There's other pshatim as well, but this is one of the pshatim. So v'chshmak pshat. So we got through Chizkiyah, Baruch Hashem. Chizkiyah says there's six things in six bati avos. We have beautiful pshatim Sfas Emes that even if you bring it a different day, still those bati avos will get it. That's Chizkiyah. Rabbi Yechonam and Narab Pshat. Rabbi Yechonam is the simplest pshat of all the four pshatim to read. Rabbi Yechonam and Toich Shanadava Meruba. Since it's a lot of Nadava, if you put it into one shofar, it would get a little moldy. The bunch of coins sit in the same shofar for years, it gets moldy. So take them shofar, it's merubim, the mayis shouldn't get moldy. You put it six different shofars. That's it. That's why you have six. So if you're a chizki, you have six, connect six about the others. Shouldn't argue. Bechon says, the shayfar shofar mayis. Agav, another geshmak of pshat in the Sfas Emes, we said the Sfas Emes pshat. Another pshat is, the chizki is that they don't care. It sat in their cup, Vaita. Who got it? The next week. They don't care if the next week's Mishmer get it. You know, when people only fight with their own family, they don't care. If someone else's Mishmer get it, I don't care. It's my own family they're fighting about. Then that's someone a time that's them shot. I want them heard from Rabbi Arlovsky one time. He said, why do Israelis always fight with each other? So he says, you know, like in the same family, people fight, you know, the same family, siblings, because all siblings, that's why they fight with each other. That's the part. They more fight with siblings than with a friend guy. You don't care about a friend guy. Okay, that's the two pshat over here, Chizki and Rav Yechonam so far. Now we go to third pshat. Viziri Yama. Keneged par ve'egel, ayel ve'keves, gedi ve'sara. Whole different pshat. That, it's talking about like this. That if someone says he was makabel to do nedava, and the Mikdash David says it has to be makabel nidvas tzibur, because if it's your own nedava, you have to smich on it, and you can't put it into a shayfer. So here was makabel to donate to nidvas tzibur. So they had a shofar to put a par, money for a par in it, which is, let's say, a mana, and then had a thing for egel, for ayel, for keves, gedi, visar. Six different shofars to put in what type of nedava you want to bring. That's why you have six. And Zokta Gemara adds on a knetch, for Rebbe, the Amma Katavevi Godel Yotza. But it has to be going to Rebbe, because according to the Rabbanon, three would be enough. Why? Because if you say, Hare Alai egel, you could give a par. And if you say a re'alai keves, give an ayal. A re'alai gedi, give a sar. You give the bigger one. You give a bigger one. So therefore, it only had three. Now, the pella is like this. This is also a pella. So there has to be Revi. Because according to Rabbanon, it's enough to have three that have the bigger size. But the pella is, I'm only putting money for the smaller size. So what do you mean? How is that going to how could I bring a par from your smaller money? So, so we have six, let's say, there's six things, right? Each one costs 100, one costs 25, one costs 15, one costs 10, one costs 5, okay? And one costs 2, and one costs 1. Six different things. So if I'm bringing $100, I put it into the par. If I'm bringing $25, I put it into the eagle. If I'm bringing $15, I put it in the eye. I put it, if it's $10, I put it in the kevets, right? So you need six. But it's not only if you're Rebbe, you need six. But according to Rabbanon, Kavuya and Rashi, you only need three. You only need three. Rashi is printed on, there's a Rashi of Ches that says this. You only need three of them. Why you only need three? So what's the pshat? Because you could bring less. If you look at the bottom Taisvis, let's read the bottom Taisvis inside. You don't even know there's a gears to change. The Rebbe, he, Dama Kotam Vevi Godel Yotza, the Rabbanon, Loi Chashinon, Afagav, the Zimnan, the Shani, I'm going to change the gears here. The Zimnan, the Shani Lei, Dahum, the Zimnan, the Shnaim, Noshnon, Lushna Elim, who may be par, Tachtaim. Rabbanon, I don't care if there's one for par and egel, because even if I put in the money for egel, if I bring a par, it's fine, because katan heavy par is fine. Egel heavy par is fine. For it's the kasha, I put in money for egel, how to bring in a par? Makes no sense. So Taisa says, and this is what I learned from Rashi also, that they'll bring from two people's money of egel, one par. And each guy's yotzei mitzvah. It's a big chiddush, because even though they didn't bring the bigger one all from his money, but since he got a eagle's worth of a par, that's better. Because a par of meat is better. So that's why it says, Dafkal fi Rebbe, is it six? Fi Rabban will be three. That's pshat number three in the Ar Gemara. Pshat number four.
Yeah. Nobody touched their own carbon, they didn't know whose carbon it was?
Right, that's how I spoke out. Fi the Mikdash Dov was Nidvas Sibur. It was not Nidvas Yachid. It was a Nidvas Sibur. They gave his money for Nidvas Sibur, not for Nidvas Yachid. They gave it for Sibur, and then didn't speak. He didn't have to know whose carbon it is. It's a nether, what? Huh? Yeah, he cobbled to donate something. He's going to cobble to donate the Yishami to the shul. So he has to give Yishami to the shul. He's not his, I'm saying. He's donated the carbon to the shul, to the base of Mikdash. So he has to be the right one. That has to be both, yeah. That wasn't his own thing. They have to smich on it. Then two people have to smich on it. They don't know whose it is. That's the Mikdash Dov learns the Gemara. Ubar Pad Oma. Fourth pshat in the Shisha. Ubar Pad Oma. Keneged haparim va'elim, va'kvasim va'seirim, va'moisrois va'ma'o. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi has to explain each one. It's going keneged, the different extras, a whole new pshat. The different moisrois, where does moisture come from? So parim are the chatas hatzibur, they got lost, and you mafresh a different one instead of it, because par is only shayach by chatas of hatzibur. Those things are par for yachid. So par means that it was a chatas sibur loy meisu. The halacha is, if you have an extra one, you are paid it, and the money goes to the nidra sibur. That's parim. Elim is referring to osham gezelus, osham eilois, they got lost, and yamarfesh acheres tachteim. The halacha is, goes to ria, and the money goes to the nidra sibur. That's elim. Kvasim is referring to osham nazar, osham etzaira. And we didn't, because that comes from kvasim. And we didn't put that together with the elim, because that is 2-year-olds, these are 1-year-olds. So they have their own shofar to hold the nadavas. Seirim, Rashi says, I don't know what seirim are, because usually seirim is a regular chatas, and that's mesa. So he says seirim is referring to seir chatas sibur of yom tovim, that there they don't get the mesa, they have them that you pay to them. Va'moisrois, what's moisrois? Moisrois is someone who's put aside money for a chata, so for Asham, he had extra money because the prices went down on the payhemos. So you use that money for the nidvas sibur for keter's back. It's moisrois. V'hamaah, hamaah is shkop by shkolim. The halacha is that every time you bring a machzor shekel, you have to give a little extra kalboin, a little extra, because when they weigh it, you have to do a little more because it can't be exactly half. So you always give a little bit more. It's called a kalboin. Now, when two people come together with one shekel, and they say each half is for each, so the Beis Mikdash loses that kalbon. Therefore, we add an extra kalbon. But that kalbon is not part of the machzor shekel, because that was just like extra, because we don't want Beis Mikdash to lose. So that kalbon, which is a ma, went into the shofar. So those are the six things. There's parim, elim, kvasim, seir, moisrois, and ma. So that's the four pshatim we have in the shisha. So we're going to explain like this. Kula kechizkiyo lo amri. Chizkiyah's plan was that the six bati aves, they shouldn't fight. So they all didn't say like Chizkiyah, and so you're like Hashim, not worried about arguing. The chol chad v'yachad v'yemik aved. Each guy's doing his day. If he's a full day, he's getting his own iris anyway. Don't tell me Mazdach Garm. He's not going to fight. So that's why they don't like Chizkiyah. Not worry about the ipush. Not worry about the coins getting ipush. Because the iri le'amri kichidar le'milkum. You don't have a zetzan like Rebbe. We have a zetzan like Rebbe according to the iri. That's six. We don't want a zetzan like Rebbe. Kibar padana le'amri. Because the bum bakasha. What's moisturize? Cool enough moisturize. They're all moisturize. The first four moisturize also. What's the people moisturize? Because extra money? That's the first four also. That's one problem. And number two problem is ma'ar nami le'shkol mazla. The extra carbon actually goes for the shkolim. Doesn't go to the kitzim. It's back. It's to the brisa. Leichen carbon zehoylech. The shkolim. The rameyer. Rameyer goes to shkolim. Rabbi Liazor Eimer the dava. That goes to the dava. But usually a stam mister is rameyer. And also watch because that's not like a machlekes. So therefore we don't like that pshat either. So we have four pshatim and we explained why they each have a hole in the pshat. Chizkiyah because maybe you don't worry about the fighting. Rabbi Yechon because you don't worry about the ipush. Ziri because it has to go like Rabbi. And Rabbi Pardo because two kashas. First of all, moisture. And also the mug goes to shkolim. So these are four pshatim with some kash on it. I want to go and meet them tomorrow, learn two more pshatim, Shmuel pshat and Rav Oishia's pshat. But we have so far four pshatim with some kash on it. Tomorrow we'll have two more pshatim.